right, I'm half asleep and have nothing to talk about, and that's the formula for an episode of the Loud Neighbors Podcast with me, Trevor, and Colin.
Me.
The way I said that, it sounded like there were three people, me, comma, Trevor, and
yes,
Colin.
Yes, it did sound like that, but there isn't.
But there isn't. It's just me, two. I'm Trevor, and he's Colin. I did buy a video game I can get right into.
Yeah?
I bought Super Mario All-Stars 3D. I think that's the end of the name.
Super Mario Double D All-Stars?
No, oh, three. Triple D All-Stars. Even bigger than Double D. My thing looks quiet today, but... okay, that's funny.
I just saw that today.
That's pretty funny. It's a picture of princesses from Mario with huge tits, and it says Super Mario Double D All-Stars. Mm-hmm. It's Super Mario 64, Super Mario the Water one from GameCube, Sunshine, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And then Super Mario Galaxy, which is the reason I bought this, because I've always wanted to play Galaxy.
So how's it?
They did, like...
Nothing?
Nothing.
It's just straight ports?
Well... Not entirely. They upscaled Mario 64 to probably 720 and made it, got rid of all the fog. So you can see now. Uh-huh. You can see more than 3 inches in front of your Mario in it.
It's still not a good game.
Actually, it's a very good game. It has a lot of problems, but it's a very good game.
It's probably my least favorite Mario game. Like, of the main ones, not like the offshoots.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's totally fair. It's still pretty good.
I guess for what it is.
Yeah. Yes. For inventing 3D platformers. Yeah. For being the very first one to do it right, it's still actually like very playable.
Yeah.
Like it's not without its issues. The camera is fucking atrocious. The only thing I wish they would have changed is the camera.
Right.
Because it's still that same weird camera where it used to be you had to tap the C buttons and it would go wharrant, wharrant. I mean, you use the controller to the right thumbstick to do it now, but it's still that weird wharrant where it just rotates a random amount around you when you tap the right thumbstick instead of being direct control.
That would be nice.
But,
you know, they'd have to actually reprogram.
They'd have to put any work at all into it, which they did not.
Yeah, no, they'd rather just port these three games and charge you $60 for it, or
but
50 or whatever.
What's funny is since Super Mario Galaxy was on
the Wii,
which also didn't have a right thumbstick, its camera has the exact same problem.
Oh, Jesus. Perfect.
It might even be a little worse because you're on this weird, you're on balls, basically. All the levels are geometric objects.
Okay.
Where the gravity is, where you're being pulled to. Imagine you're on a little teeny tiny planet, but with normal gravity. So like you're running around it in weird ways. It's neat levels. It's fucking interesting.
It's like
level
King
design.
Kai's planet in Dragon Ball Z.
Yes.
Okay.
I get that reference. I don't think you go there in the game, so I don't know what that means. But sure, yeah. It's weird, but I'm enjoying it. So I'm bouncing back and forth between playing that and between that and Mario 64. I can only play Galaxy if I'm sitting up because it still has some motion control shit in it.
Because
they did nothing to these games. Yeah. They just upscaled them a little bit.
I think motion control should be banned.
I 100% agree.
Is my phone vibrating?
I don't know.
Might have been.
Where are my volume knobs on this thing? Because we feel quiet. No, they're still up.
Yes. Yeah, we're a little quiet. We're not hitting yellow.
No, yeah.
Yellow. Woo!
Oh, that fixed
there
it.
There it is.
I must have pushed those buttons. I don't know what those buttons do, but I pushed them down and they changed everything.
Okay. Are we going through the right mics?
Tap, tap, tap. My mic, yes, yeah, we're fine.
Okay. Motion control should be banned from all games unless it's a VR game.
Yes, agree completely.
You play Breath of the Wild for the Switch. I played it for the Wii U.
Yeah.
It's apparently the motion I don't know what motion control they have in the Switch for that game.
It's the same game.
Yeah, but it's not because you never use that fucking gamepad.
Yeah.
For playing any games. That's the problem with the Wii U.
Oh.
Is it was a bit too far ahead for its time.
The Pro Controller doesn't have the accelerometers.
You have to switch over to the fucking gamepad.
So when you get into the little fucking dungeons with the tilty worlds.
What's even better is it orients to however you had it sitting.
Yeah.
And picked it up.
Yeah.
So if you turned it on and it was sideways, well, guess what? You start sideways. It's
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Stupid.
That's awful.
A little bit. Oh, yeah. Also, So you just got to make sure you have it always up. Like, I don't remember. I think you just always have to have it kind of laying on its back.
Yeah.
Can't have it in its cradle.
At least Mario Galaxy, mostly it's just a pointer you use to pick up star bits.
Yeah.
And the annoying part about it is that means there's a cursor always on your screen. So I always got to, and there's a little button to reset it. So that makes it easier. But I always like reset it to where I'm holding it pointing up to the upper right. So when I move my hands to my normal wrestling position, it's just hidden down in the lower left corner.
Gotcha.
And other than that, it's just got like a... There's a special move you got to shake it to do, but they did map that to Y button. So you can just hit the Y button to do all the other motion control for the most part. Yeah.
Motion controls are stupid.
They're bad.
Like, remember when the Wii, that was its big thing, was motion controls?
Yeah.
And then after a while, they're like, oh yeah, let's just make games that you can play with a regular controller. Yeah.
Because
the motion controls are fucking terrible.
Really, the only game I ever want to play with motion control is
Beat Saber.
Well, Beat Saber, yeah, but that's VR, so that's okay. All VR games. And Super Rub-A-Dub. Super Rub-A-Dub is a game where you just have a little bathtub and a little rubber ducky. And,
Yeah.
And it's basically Marble Madness.
That the PS3 one.
Yeah, you just got to tilt your controller and it tilts the bathtub and you got to move the rubber ducky around to the drain and avoid the little wind-up sharks. And that game is great. I love Super Rub-A-Dub.
Okay, that's fair.
And no other game ever needs to be in motion controllers.
Yep,
ever.
I agree. Is that headphone cup like kind of tacky?
What do you mean tacky?
Like when you touch the cup itself.
No.
Those are the pads. The cup's the outside of it.
No.
Like the rubberized stuff. It's not? Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. No, that's fine. It just looks like one of them looks like it's starting to. So they've done this thing in like the late 90s, early 2000s. They started covering everything with like this real fucking thin rubber like material.
Yeah.
Well, what happens is over like a period of 10 or so years, it just turns to like fucking
goo.
A nasty goo. Well, I've discovered how to get rid of that shit. If you have anything that has it on there,
I think one version of the PS, it was either PS3 or PS4 controllers has that on the thumbsticks.
Yeah, I'm sure. But rubbing alcohol on a paper towel and just rub the fuck out of it and it'll go away. It's dumb. We run into that at my job all the time because like the remote controls people have for their systems that they paid $700 for, like after time we go to grab them and it's just like
gross.
That's disgusting. You like fucking wear gloves to do that shit. Other thing I was going to say is I played a game too.
Okay.
I played some Dragon Ball Kakarot.
Oh yeah.
The game that took a day and a half to install. It's great.
Yeah. Love that.
Okay. Got a few comments about the game.
All right. Let's hear them.
It's following the Dragon Ball Z story.
Every single Dragon Ball game is just following the Dragon Ball Z story.
Pretty great. Pretty great. I will say combat's pretty fun.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
Yeah.
Special moves are usually tied to like one of the trigger buttons will bring up like this little, it's almost like a quick menu.
All right.
Then you just go, hey, I want to do this one.
All right.
And you do your special move. Professional. Jeez.
Oh, your phone's buzzed like fucking five times.
It's not beeping though.
Doesn't matter.
It does matter.
Do you want me to read my text message on the air?
Sure.
Hi, Trevor. I'm Alex, volunteering with the Nebraska Democrats. Election day is fewer than 45 days away. Can we count on your support for Joe Biden and Nebraska Democrats?
You want to hear the one I just got?
Yeah.
Hi, Claudia. I'm Corin, volunteering with the Nebraska Democrats. Election day is fewer than 45 days away. Wow. Can we count on your support for Joe Biden and Nebraska Democrats?
Why is your name Claudia?
I have no idea. And I fucking, it's spam, and yeah. They apparently don't fucking, like, update their database, because I've been like,
yeah.
I'm not fucking Claudia. Claudia's never had this fucking number. I've had this number since 1999. There's no fucking way a Claudia has ever had this number and entered it in your shit.
Yeah.
Leave me the fuck alone.
I get a Catherine something a lot. I can't remember the last name, but. Yeah, I get text messages, Catherine, it's time for your spam. I'm like, well, that's not me. Fuck off. So I'm guessing somebody just scribbled my number down into something they didn't want to put their real phone number into. And now I'm...
Is it CAG? K-A-G 2020? Keep America Great 2020?
Oh, probably.
Is that the...
I don't know. Catherine Gamble. That's the name that I'm always getting messages for.
Ugh, it's so irritating.
Yeah.
Anyway, Dragon Ball Kakarot.
Yeah.
Combat's fun. It follows the story, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
There's something I hate about it. It's pretty open world.
Oh, I was going to say, it follows the Dragon Ball story. Is that what you hate about it?
No, it's pretty open world and has... just fucking pointless side things to do.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because, you know, yeah.
Because open world game.
You know what one of the things is?
What's that?
Flying through rings.
So it's Superman 64?
Yep.
So fucking Goku finally actually just became Superman?
Basically.
Wow.
Like, I'm like, I don't... There's another one where it was like a collection quest where I had to go get herbs and fish. Why? So why the fuck do I need to do this? I just want to fight aliens.
It's like the worst open game design 1997 has to offer.
But the controls are really good.
Well, that's good.
Like, it makes it somewhat enjoyable, but it's just like there's so much fucking filler.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure without all that, the game is 45 minutes long.
That's become a big problem with open... That's one thing, like...
That's just a problem with fucking games.
Like, it's one thing Zelda just didn't do.
Right.
Like, I mean, they had the fucking Korok seeds if you wanted to collect them, but you got useful shit for collecting them if you did. And they were usually like, oh, there were so many of them, you could just be like, oh, there's one on my way to do whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
And the rest of the game was all content.
I'd never, with Korok seeds, it was never a matter of, I found them because I was outright just looking for them.
Oh, yeah.
I just encountered them and was like, hey, look at that. And I have, you know, giant satchels full of armor and gear.
Well, I mean, that's because there are literally 1,000 of them in the game. Yeah. So, like, you could just...
I have not collected that many.
No, me neither.
I'm like 300-ish, probably.
I don't know what I'd got. I can't remember. I do know that I was never, ever going to collect 1,000 of them, though.
I wish the Wii U would give you how much time you've played a game. It does not fucking tell you that.
It does. You just got to go find it in a weird way.
It gives you like a calendar and shows you how much you played every day you played it.
No, there's a way that it'll tell you. It's like an estimate, though. It'll be like over 85 hours or some shit like that. But there is a way to do it.
I don't know how many hours I put into that game because it's a lot.
All right. I will go look up how to do it when we're done recording here and show it to you. That's all. Oh, I've been playing this game called Hunt Showdown. I probably already talked about.
Maybe.
It is a multiplayer shooter / it's like Alterac Valley.
Oh yeah, you talked about it last
where
week.
It's like
I don't care.
PvE and PvP.
Yeah, it sounds stupid. You hated it.
I did. I found a way to make it fun.
Did you?
Yeah, kinda.
Did you?
The shootouts are really fun. Like the old West weapons. Like
yeah, but them NPCs.
So you just ignore all that part of the game. And you just listen for other people to have shootouts, and you just go murder the other players.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's how you play the game, and it's fun.
Okay.
You just completely fucking ignore the stupid half of the game, and just play it like...
So that's why I need to do a Dragon Ball Kakarot. Just ignore the rings.
Yes. Just ignore the side quests and main fucking... Is there like any RPG elements? Do you level up or anything? Do you need to do any of that shit?
I think you might level up, but I think it's through combat, so...
Then fuck it. Just mainline the... Yeah. Just mainline it. Like good drugs.
Okay. Okay.
Sounds all right. And I'm finishing up... I'm finally finishing up The Sopranos.
Yeah.
I started watching it again, and I'm like, oh, right. Nothing happens in this show.
Sure does.
I remember that now. The little kid goes in to kill the grandpa for trying to kill Tony. Nobody died. Right. Tony didn't die. The Uncle June didn't die. The little kid didn't get arrested for fucking trying to kill Uncle June for bringing a fucking hunting knife into an old folks' prison. No consequences for anybody. Nothing happens.
No.
That was three episodes. Those are the last three episodes. Nothing has happened.
Nice. I guess.
Like, I'm trying to figure out, the gay guy that everybody found out he was gay. And then he left. And nothing happened there. There were no consequences to any of that. He just left. So that's been the show since I've started watching it again. Like, okay. The last three or four episodes has been... nothing has happened.
I went through and rewatched all of Mega 64.
That sounds like a better use of time than watching The Sopranos.
That show is so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Like, the first season was their... That was when they had their public access show in San Diego.
Yeah.
And it's like they front load the Blu-rays with, so this is another episode. It's awful. Enjoy.
Standard.
But man, I tell you what, season two really picked up. Like, season one is funny, but it's, it's always, the whole thing is low budget. But yeah. I don't know. There's just something with season one where it was just like extra shitty.
Yeah.
Then season two, I don't know. They like started writing better, I think. Yeah. And followed a story a little bit. They followed a story the whole time, but I don't know. The show just got fucking funny. And then season three is fucking hysterical almost all the way. There's a musical episode.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny as shit. Marcus... Marcus is the puppet.
Yes.
Sean voices him. Well, there's an episode where they do Marcus's backstory. And he starts off and it's Sean with shitty red hair and a fucking thick fake mustache. And he's got a Thug Life tattoo on his stomach. And he's just like impervious to fucking pain.
Yeah.
It's fucking funnier and shit, man.
My favorite thing they ever did is when they... went out at like 6 in the morning, dressed up like all the fucking obstacles from Paperboy and just walked in front of the guy's truck for like 10 fucking minutes.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. They did a Resident Evil one.
You know I scratch my balls with that, right?
Aw, dude.
What are you doing?
Really?
I don't know. Probably not that one. The ball scratcher is usually in my bedroom.
Wow. Why would you need one of those?
Well, you're just scratching your back and then you scratch your balls.
I'm going to go wash my hands.
Yep.
Ugh. Over there.
All right.
Gross.
Colin went and washed his hands because he was playing with my back scratcher, which is just a weird thing to do.
I didn't even realize, I didn't realize people actually use those things.
Yeah.
I thought it was just something you get as a present and never fucking look at.
Well,
it just lays around your house.
Pick one up and scratch your back with it and you'll understand.
I won't.
And you'll be like, oh, I bet this would scratch my balls real great.
I don't know. I don't know.
You'd be like, and then you'd be like,
No, probably not.
All right.
Probably not.
As a guy who's used a back scratcher to scratch his balls,
but
you
like,
don't know what you're missing.
You have a hand.
Yeah.
That you can, like, articulate. And
I
do.
Don't need any of that.
It's weird. It's weird. This is gross. I feel kind of gay right now.
I mean, you are kind of gay, so that's all right.
It's like I did a gay there.
Yeah. You want to just touch my balls, Colin?
No, not really. Gross.
Oh, shit. What else? Do you watch anything else? Play anything else? I don't think I have watched What the fuck did I watch this week?
Oh, I started watching. So we were doing for a while there, Dory and I were watching the Great British Baking Show.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there's a new one on Netflix.
Yeah.
It's the Great American Barbecue Challenge.
Oh, that's
same,
more your...
Same format, but fucking barbecue. And goddamn, it's delicious.
Yeah.
I fucking... Yeah, so that's fun.
Right on.
And I pick up some tips for smoking meats.
I need to come over when you smoke meats. Smoking meat.
Well, yeah, you should do that.
You always invite me, but always on days where I have like other shit going on.
Because you're all Mr. Popular now.
I guess. I've been painting a lot of Space Marines still.
Thanks for letting me know. I'm taking you off our list. Other groups may be texting. Just replay stop to be removed. I've replied stop no less than 24 times.
Well, yeah.
Also, so you know those robocalls you get all day, every day?
Yes.
I got like five of them. Five or six the other morning.
Yeah.
From, this is the IRS. We have detected fraudulent blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no, Colin.
Press 1 to connect to an agent.
Are you going to prison
for IRS?
So guess
what? I pressed 1.
Oh, shit.
And I got a live person.
Yeah.
And they're like, Internal Revenue Services.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, and they said something. I'm like, do people actually fall for this?
Yeah.
And the lady on the other end goes, fuck off, and hangs up. That was the highlight of my week.
No even attempt to
nope.
Jesus Christ.
Why would they? Just why would they waste instantly. Their why would they waste their time trying to convince somebody who is already skeptical?
Stunning.
They are going for the people who are so fucking dumb.
You know what's baffling is they don't ask for money or anything. They ask you to like fucking go buy like Walmart or fucking Amazon like fucking gift cards at the store. Go to the store and read the code off to us and that'll pay off your debt. Like,
and people fucking do it.
Who is dumb enough to think that the IRS takes
payment a lot of people
gift cards?
And Walmart fucking cash. Yes, a lot of people.
Stunning to me.
You know, like the average IQ in the U.S. is under 100.
It's under 4.
It's well, right. But
you're all functionally retarded.
More half of the population has a IQ of 98 or less.
I don't know what retarded is, but it's got to be close.
Retarded's like 80 something.
All right.
I think it's like 89. No, it might be 80.
Let's not go shitting on anybody with a too low of an IQ, Colin, because I don't know if I've ever taken an IQ test.
So. I guarantee
you. I'm over 80.
You're over 100.
Well, let's not get crazy.
You're over 100.
Let's not fucking make a statement. Let's not make bold statements we can't back up.
I'm like 128.
Oh, you are not.
I am.
That's like a genius level.
It's not genius, but it's...
Listen to Colin and his lies.
It's high percentile.
You're a 128 on the liar scale.
I'm pretty sure Eileen's, like, way the fuck up there.
Yeah, your sister's smart. She got all your family's brains.
Fuck off.
It was, like, her and then Connor. It was her, and then it skipped three births, and then Connor. I hope the rest of your sisters don't listen to this anymore. They're gonna fuck me up.
No, they don't. No, they definitely don't fucking listen to this. They wouldn't be able to. They wouldn't be able to handle it.
Trevor, so angry. You got to break my shit.
Scratch my balls. Your balls. God damn it, Trevor. You know what? Fuck this.
Shit. Scratch my balls with those too. Yeah, I don't know about your other sister, but your one sister would definitely fucking disown you if she listened to this anymore.
Not anymore.
No?
We don't talk about any of that stuff now.
Smart.
Right.
I wonder why.
I mean, I'm on the show. We don't talk about any.
Oh, yeah, that's also true. I mean, briefly, sometimes we will, but, speaking of briefly, our local hero... And activist leader and just all around champion for civil rights, Mr. David Mitchell, owner of Gamers, apparently is in
civil hot, rights and child rape.
Apparently is in hot water over a little bit of a case of pedophilia. He's been arrested for first degree sexual assault of a minor.
It's a conspiracy, don't you know?
It might be. We'll find out. I mean, I'll wait for his day in court to see if it's all trumped up charges.
because he's kind of proven himself to be a gigantic pile of shit.
Also, he's gone on rants on his YouTube channel about how he thinks it's fucked up that homosexuality is legal, but fucking 15-year-olds isn't and shit.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I know the reason he got separated from the game room guys is because of his anti-gay rants he made on line.
Obviously.
He's a fucking monster and people look up to him.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's weird.
Like, how fucking dumb can you... Every time somebody I know posts a, would, like, share something that he fucking wrote.
Yeah.
I just like, oh, so you support that piece of shit?
Yeah.
And they're like, what do you mean? He's a racist.
Yeah.
He's a racist. Apparently a rapist.
He's a big fat homophobe. He's a homophobe. He's a big time homophobe.
He's a fucking garbage human being.
Yeah. He's really not a good people. Guy. Also, he's a thief. And I'm not just talking about the unproven game room $50,000 of loot from game room. Like, he's stolen shit from people on Craigslist and shit before. Like, people have... Okay, accusedly, allegedly, people on Facebook have posted stories about how, like, they met up with him to sell their VR headsets and shit, and then he pays them with PayPal and then fucking cancels the payment after he gets the gear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he also did... Well, fuck, the stuff he was selling to people, the refurbished gear or brand new things were never as fucking advertised.
No. And then he'll...
And then he won't fucking honor anything.
Yeah. I've heard that a lot about, like, even his business up at Gamers, where he'll sell people fucked up shit or mislabeled shit or broken shit.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't us.
Yep.
So he seems... seems like all around shady.
I bought a single game there and I'm like, yeah, I'm never going to go back to this place.
Yeah.
Like, the prices weren't that fucking good.
No.
And the condition of everything is just fucking... It's like he's back in the fucking GameStop dumpsters taking all their fucking scraps.
I'm going to say this in his defense on that. Maybe he was just, like, a big fan of Gamers when he was a kid. And he's like,
I have to run things exactly the same.
He just wanted to keep tradition alive. Like, this is how this store has always been run. This is how I'm going to run this store. So that might not be his fault. That might just be him being a traditionalist.
No, or he's just a piece of shit. He's a garbage person.
Anyway.
Ugh,
there's going to be posts about us all over social media and how we spammed him with racial epithets now.
I'm saying did we say anything about what color he is?
No, but that's his
I know
his
it is. That...
For people who give his businesses bad reviews is that they were assaulting him with
racism.
They sent me so many private messages where they said, this. Yeah.
Prove it, asshole.
And
yeah, I remember that thing with your buddy.
Yeah. He does that too.
What a fucking garbage person.
Seems like he does that to everybody who ever.
Like, I already didn't like him, but after reading all that shit, I was like, yep, I'm completely fucking out on this dude.
Yeah.
And as the hate crime committed on the gamer's van,
which is
with white shoe polish on the windows.
Yeah. With fucking white window chalk the windows.
How awful.
It's really too bad too, because he's a charismatic guy, obviously. And he's, you know, he's a self-made fucking businessman. And if he wasn't a total piece of shit, he'd be very inspiring.
Cause he's a bit of a sociopath.
Well, I think that helps.
That's definitely why he's that way. That's why he's probably gotten... He is much like somebody else we know.
Vince McMahon?
No.
Oh.
Somebody else we know who is now in...
In prison?
Yes, in jail.
His court date's coming up.
I know.
It's soon. I found it. I was Googling around online. Like, I know they got to publish when his court date is, and I found it. It's like end of the month.
Yeah.
Very interested to see how that goes.
Yep. They, I've heard. I'll let you know.
We have a friend who is an old mutual acquaintance of ours is in prison for some heinous wife beatery.
Yeah.
He's a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
All right. What else we got, Colin?
I got some. Oh, so. All right, this is kind of political, but I got to talk about it because I think it's funny.
All right.
So the past couple of months, Trump has been threatening to ban TikTok.
Yeah.
Ban TikTok because the CCP owns it. And
is the CCP the Chinese child pornography creators? Because TikTok is designed to make child pornography.
Shit. It's fucking gross.
Maybe stop complaining about child pornography on Netflix and start complaining about child pornography everywhere else on TikTok.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of what that child pornography movie on Netflix was trying to say is happening. But, you know, then they were like, hey, but look at all this child, you know.
Well, I haven't watched it, but I've watched a couple of different people who watched it and reviewed it. And it turns out that, like, that's what the director says the movie was saying, but apparently it turns out it's just a whole lot of close-ups of 9-year-old asses.
Well, the message of the movie is supposed to be that, but yeah,
just child pornography.
Why did you think you needed? You know, it's like that Babylon Bee article. Netflix releases a new documentary about puppy murders.
Yeah,
and you know. They have to show you how bad puppy murder is by actually murdering a bunch of puppies.
Yeah, well, it'd be like that guy.
You don't need to repeat it to explain how bad it is.
It'd be like that guy who did the three hammers, three people, one hammer video, which was just three Russian dudes with a hammer going around, like, murdering people with a hammer.
Yeah.
Then coming out afterwards and like, well, no, we just wanted to show people how bad
dangerous hammers are.
Yeah, how bad murder is.
That's how dangerous hammers are when you use them as weapons.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
See? It was a thoughtful art piece.
But TikTok was owned by a Chinese company who is, I'm pretty sure, backed by the CCP, the Chinese.
It's all Chinese companies technically are. Aren't they? Pretty sure.
Kinda.
Pretty sure Tencent is just the Chinese government.
It's possible. Well, that's the thing. The Chinese government likes to, what's the word when you pay for shit? Subsidize.
Yeah.
Most of their corporations, especially ones that, you know, compete in the world.
Sure. And I assume they also take most of their profits because they're the fucking Chinese government.
I mean, I'm sure they take a lot of it. It's a great system. It's fine.
It is.
Ooh, China's capitalist.
Sure.
Yeah, they are. But they're also communists. But anyway, so that was a big to-do. And people were like, he's just mad because TikTok ruined his rally in Tulsa. I'm like, you fucking people are smooth brains, aren't you? Like, you don't understand what's going on? Because at the time, TikTok was in, or Tencent, the company that owned them, was in talks with Microsoft and some other companies about...
Oh, Tencent actually owns TikTok?
I don't remember. Is that the name of it?
I don't know. Tencent owns almost everything on the planet.
That sounds...
Tencent is one of the biggest companies in the... It might be the biggest company in the world now.
Oh, wow.
They own at least a percentage of almost every single video game developer there is.
I'm pretty sure the most valuable is still Apple, but...
Maybe, but Tencent's got to be right. Tencent probably owns a chunk of Apple.
Maybe.
Tencent fucking has their fingers in fucking everything. That company is huge.
Apple is worth a fucking ton of money.
Which I don't understand.
The iPod is why.
Yeah, but, well, the iPhone. Nobody has an iPod anymore.
But that's what started.
But that's all they have. They have that one product. Nobody buys an Apple computer. Now they have. So how are they more? I don't understand how they could.
They are the only manufacturer of a platform of phone, and they. It's probably half or more of smartphone owners have Apple phones.
I don't know if that's true anymore, but either way, it's crazy that they can just off of phones be that big of a company.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, yeah. It is crazy. You're right.
It's crazy.
But it's, you know, it's just how it is.
It's crazy.
Anyway, so they were in talks with Microsoft, whoever the company that owns TikTok was in talks with Microsoft to sell TikTok.
Yeah.
Big reason why is because the data.
Yeah.
Like the data collection that they get through TikTok is fucking a ton. That's huge money.
Yeah. If anybody's going to be spying on American citizens, it's going to be American.
Yeah, absolutely.
Damn it.
I mean, look, I don't like American companies spying on me, but I'd rather have them do it than, you know, China.
Chinese can't even read my texts. I don't give a shit.
Right.
What are they going to find out about me? How often I spend watching cosplay chicks do those elbow throw dances?
Jesus Christ.
They all just do this where they're just throwing their elbows. Every one of them. Every dance on TikTok is just this.
Throwing the elbows? Yeah.
I'm just throwing the elbows out to my side because when I'm scrolling through my Instagram trying to look at cosplay titties, I just see endless videos of chicks doing that same fucking elbow throw. I don't understand where it's worse than the Cabbage Patch in the 90s.
Yeah. Kids. They're unoriginal, dude.
Yeah.
They see one person do something that's kind of cool and everybody does it. Anyway. I was just like, well, it's clear Donald Trump's threatening this, so they fucking tank the value of the company.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is they're going to go, oh, fuck, we have a definite day. The vast majority of TikTok users are in America.
Yeah.
Well, you ban the fucking company, it becomes worth nothing.
Yep.
So
sell it now.
Yeah. Last night it was acquired by Oracle and Walmart.
Nice. Walmart. That's a...
Yeah.
That's a weird...
No, Walmart's fucking got their fingers in a lot of shit, dude.
Do they? I guess that makes sense.
They're huge. Walmart's gigantic. But I'm like, because I saw somebody post something yesterday or the day before yesterday. I'm like, oh, he's still got his feelings hurt about TikTok. I'm like, fuck. I don't understand how... I don't know if it's their Trump derangement syndrome. I don't know what it is, but like... How can you fucking look at things that simply all the time?
It's too difficult to look at something from any other perspective other than the simplest minded one.
I'm not claiming to be the smartest person on earth, but
I think a minute ago you were bragging about how you have like a 218 IQ, Captain.
Still not the smartest,
Captain Wrinklehead over here, Captain
Galaxy Head.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those things. But then that was announced, and I'm like, oh, who called that one?
Because, Colin, now more than ever, everybody needs a fucking boogeyman.
Oh, fuck me.
I had this big discussion on Imgur the other day.
Imgur?
That started with, like, I don't even remember what the fuck started it, but somebody's like, vote out all Republicans. Oh, it was about baby cages.
Yeah.
I think. And I'm like, you do know that it was Obama who built the baby cages in the first place. This isn't, and I said, turns out violating civil rights is a bipartisan issue.
Right.
And so it spiraled into this. So all of Trump's mistakes are Obama's fault now? You forgive Trump for everything he did, but blame Obama? I'm like, that's not what I said at all. How did you get that from what I said? He's like... Well, then explain to me how everything is Obama's fault and not Trump's. I'm like, well, I'm not going to explain that to you because I didn't say that and you're putting words in my mouth. And I'm not a fucking idiot who's going to fall into your shitty debating style.
You just go, he who is without sin shall cast the first fucking stone.
Well, they don't care about religion.
It's not about the religion there, though.
Yeah, they don't care about that.
They're proselytizing about how bad Trump is. But their guy did the same exact fucking thing.
So he's like, so make your point. And so I just replied to that with my own thing in quotes where I said, it turns out violating civil rights is the only thing both people can agree on.
Yeah.
And then I just started repeating myself every time he said anything after that from up earlier in the conversation. I just started saying the same things over and over again. And we just started going in circles because he couldn't understand that it doesn't fucking matter who you vote for. They're all on the same fucking side, you people.
Right. Did you bring up how Trump's the first president since Jimmy Carter did not start a new war?
I did not.
You should have. But that's a good one.
Yeah.
We were like, yeah, well, that's fine. But
especially since
baby cages.
Especially since
I got that the other day.
Especially since when he started, everybody insisted he was going to start World War III with Russia, who he's now in the pocket of, apparently, with North Korea, who he's now apparently in the pocket of, according to everybody. Like, all the people... Oh, with China?
Instead, he's made peace with most of these countries and has been handily fucking beating China in a financial fucking war.
Oh, and he just signed a great big deal peace agreement in several Middle Eastern countries.
Dude!
Literally, Donald Trump just got peace in the Middle East. Think about that.
But he called Mexicans rapists.
He said mean things. Oh, and then he literally solved all the world's problems. Sleep with that, because it's true. Sorry. I'm sorry, that's true.
Like, it's
he's a horrible guy who's an asshole, but he's also solving all the world's problems. What do you want from me?
But he's not doing it in the way they want him to.
Yeah, well, it's because he's doing it, and they just
again,
and definitely nobody wants him to do that. If you fucking solve the Middle East problem,
actions don't matter. Only
what are we gonna dump all of our fucking? What are we gonna pretend to dump all our money in so the fucking government can just steal from you for the rest of your life? You know, if he keeps on solving all these Middle East problems, we might actually have to spend some fucking money on healthcare and important things.
Oh my god!
Instead of the military,
instead of planes and bombs and stuff, yeah, which he just
made obsolete,
and then not just made obsolete, but called out. Yeah. And was like, you know, the military wants to do all this because they want to sell weapons and planes.
Yeah.
A fucking sitting president said that.
Did he really?
He called out the military-industrial complex. Yes.
Oh, that was
when they were bitching about him fucking like, oh, he said military people members are cowards because they died.
That must be why they started all that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I figured there was something beneath that. I just didn't care enough to look into it.
Of course there was. No, he's like, I have great respect for military members. He's like, no, the military as an industry and...
I can't believe he hasn't been
taken out,
assassinated.
Right, me neither.
I can't believe he hasn't been like at a movie theater.
Well, boy, let me tell you, you'd have half the country would be so fucking happy.
Yeah,
because you know they're really great people.
Yeah, well, they're good.
Yeah,
they're the good guys.
No,
remember, they're the good guys.
They're awful.
Remember, next time you see an old lady getting punched in the face, they're the good guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine. We got to excuse that behavior.
Yeah.
It's cool.
She was probably a Nazi. She disagreed with me, so she was definitely a Nazi and deserved to get punched in the face.
I do like seeing all these memes now that Darth Vader Ginsburg died. She's fucking 90 years old almost. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Of course she's going to die. She's old as fuck. And has like she had like stage 4 fucking cancer. Like, she...
Let this be a lesson to both sides.
Term limits on the Supreme Court.
Not even that.
Yes, that.
Yeah, but not even that. Of course that, but not that. Let this be a lesson to both sides. If you're in your 70s, and you got your guy in office, maybe retire so they can replace you with their guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, when you die, the other team's going to be in office. It's just how... Like, that's just fucking... I'm sorry. But if you want to be, if you want to keep the balance in the Supreme Court, and you're a million years old, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, retire when your guy is in office.
It is pretty funny though. No, you're not. You're right. I think it should be rotated, like knock two out every 4 years.
That would also, I mean, definitely. I don't think people, but I don't
know,
man.
Knock the two longest sitting members out every 4 years. That means they'd only be able to serve like 20 years.
Yeah, that's fine too.
That'd be fine. It would work.
Yeah.
And it would give balance to it. I think it would keep balance unless you had fucking like 20 years of Democrats.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, then that's what the country fucking wants.
Right. Which is also fine.
That's kind of how it fucking works.
Yeah.
But.
What if they did like they do local judges and had like vote to retain, vote to boot them out?
Everybody would vote to boot out. Well, not everybody. There's some. I would. Because that's
I'd vote to boot out all judges.
Not all. I will.
Well, remind me when Election Day comes up so I don't vote to boot out the wrong judge for you. Because I vote to boot out all judges.
The last couple of elections, I've asked Heather.
Yeah.
Because she works with these fucking guys.
Oh, that's fair. That's a good idea.
So, you know, she has direct experience with them.
That's smart.
And I find out the ones who allow criminals just to fucking get out of jail for nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck those guys. They can all eat my ass.
Depends on the criminals.
Well, you know, criminals who drive drunk and kill people.
Yeah, okay.
And are illegal immigrants.
My problem is more with the judges who throw a guy who is smoking pot in jail for 10 years.
I understand
years.
That.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, I know. I get what you're saying.
Like, oh... This child molester, he can go free, but this fucking pothead.
So here's the thing. So, like, 2016, Justice Scalia died.
Yeah.
right before the election.
Yeah.
And the Republicans were like, well, we can't replace him yet. We have to wait till the election. It's too close.
Gotta wait till the election.
And I remember very vividly the Democrats fucking crying foul about it. Like, and they couldn't do anything because the Republicans had enough people to be able to fucking
stonewall it.
Yep, stonewall it. And anyway, Mitch McConnell came up with this thing. It's like, well, it's inappropriate to do this at this time, blah, blah, blah.
Of course.
And he quoted Joe Biden from like 1988 doing the same exact fucking thing for his side.
Yeah.
Now, 4 years later, our Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies, and the Republicans are like, we got to push somebody through. And the Democrats are like, but you guys just said. And I'm like,
yeah.
And I see like people on the right and left arguing about this. I'm like, you dumb fucks. You only care when it's in your fucking interest.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it fucking works. Because flip the tables and fucking Hillary Clinton fucking got elected and it's the other way around. You'd be doing the same fucking thing again. You'd be trying to push somebody through and yelling at the Republicans. The Republicans would be like, this is not fair.
Yeah.
I think apparently I read something. If Trump decides to, if he appoints a sitting Congress member,
yeah,
there's no fucking approval. They just get fucking, they just pass go, collect their $200 and go to the Supreme Court.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
So there's a few people in Senate that he can do that with.
Neat.
So that I didn't know that. That would just be funny.
Or just wait 6 weeks. He's gonna win. Who gives a shit?
I
make a big show of waiting, like, I'm going to respect the wishes. I'm going to wait. Oh, man, you guys are right. You guys are the rightest. We're going to let the next president, right, guys? Whoever gets elected next gets to choose. That'll be a totally different outcome. Who knows who's going to win? It could be anybody. Could be me.
But all these people, saying they're gonna, you know, start a civil war because of it.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can't imagine caring that hard.
No,
like it affects your life way less than people.
Well,
think
they're gonna
it
take
does.
Away abortion.
Well, stop fucking aborting babies or stop fucking getting pregnant.
Also, I'm pretty sure the only dissenters in the abortion thing were the two Democrat judges.
I have no idea.
I looked it up one time. It was mostly Republicans and mostly Republicans that said, yeah, let's kill babies. Turns out when it comes to like constitutional shit, they don't always align party. They kind of maybe not anymore.
I don't think
but
so anymore.
Historically speaking, a lot of times.
I definitely don't think so anymore. I think there's way more politics
more
involved.
More partisaning involved. That's too bad.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
That's the other problem with judges should have to be apolitical.
Mm-hmm.
It's a problem that judges have party affiliations. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand that people have a party affiliations. It's not like, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's just, I think it's just a human thing.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of people out there that can, I think we need more libertarian judges.
Well, 100%.
If we're just going to use people that are
you mean just
party affiliated.
Constitutionalist yeah. judges,
mm-hmm.
judges who are doing the job they're supposed to be doing, which
right.
is upholding the Constitution.
Yeah,
that'd be nice.
So, yeah. I don't know.
And I disagree. I think we need more abortions. Have you seen how many babies there are out there? Ugh.
No, I meant to say less. Don't just get pregnant less.
Yeah.
You won't have to have abortions.
Whatever. Do whatever you want. Just also don't have babies. Whatever it takes, by any means necessary. That's me and Malcolm X see eye to eye on abortion. By any means necessary. God damn it. Fucking babies.
But again, I don't...
You get rid of abortion, all you're going to have is a bunch of fucking dumpster prom babies, man. You don't want that. You'd rather just have them fucking pinched out before they get left in a dumpster.
I don't know. Whatever.
Which is inevitably where they'll
end
up.
They just have abandoned baby dumpsters.
I mean, personally, you
throughout
know,
a city.
My personal opinion on it is mandatory sterilization. And then you have to get...
I agree with
for
that.
Everybody. Spay and neuter your pets is what I'm saying. And by your pets, I mean all people. Spay and neuter everybody. And then you have to get government approval to have a baby.
I'm on board with this. Always have been.
You have to match a certain income and IQ and whatever political party's in office to get approved.
I don't know about income, but...
I do. Because you know what? Then they can pay for their own fucking schools and my property taxes go away.
No, they wouldn't.
Well, their income has to be high enough to pay for school. That's the whole fucking point. If they can't afford...
So only rich people will have kids.
You're goddamn right. If you can't afford to pay for fucking private school, you don't deserve to have kids. Why should I have to pay for your fucking kids? I don't have kids. I didn't make that irresponsible mistake. Why am I paying for them?
I think it should be opt-in. Or if you have kids, you pay it.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Point is, I shouldn't have to pay for other people's kids' babysitters. Why am I paying for your daycare, Colin?
Because apparently it's a civic duty. I don't know.
That's ridiculous. I think it's your civic duty to not have had that kid so I don't have to pay for its fucking daycare. Or quit your job and watch and teach your own kid. If 2020 has taught me anything, it's that, you know, you don't need to have a job when your kid doesn't need to go to school, obviously, because none of them are. So just... Stop it. Stop having kids.
Don't need to have a job. What?
I don't know. Nobody had a job. Everybody gets to stay home and babysit their fucking kids 24 hours a day. Who's watching the kids while they're at day school? Nobody.
They're leaving them home alone.
That's insane. You can't do that.
They are.
Well, somebody better pay for their daycare then, but it better not be me.
You know, that ties into this discussion I had last night. This guy who I had said something about China,
yeah,
that's doing this to China, and the guy, I think I sent you the screenshot where the guy was like, I love when people think that China is communist when they're really just capitalist, and I was like, I love when people think that capitalism is such a bad thing and socialism is such a good thing.
So Chinese citizens are communist. The Chinese government itself is capitalist.
Authoritarian capital.
Yeah. They take all the money. Yeah, the government owns a whole lot of really capitalist businesses because they're all greedy rich. Mm-hmm. Read Animal Farm. Animal Farm explains this all very well.
I just still don't get why. Because anyway, the discussion went into... the guy was talking about, what's so bad about socialism? And I was like, bread lines?
Yeah. I mean, nothing...
It's like, but we have soup. We have soup kitchens here.
Okay. That's charity.
But
you want everybody in the world to eat at a soup kitchen.
Yes. Like, it's like socialism. Capitalism allows people to fucking... It gives people the opportunity to soar as high as they can go.
Yeah.
Socialism...
Did you just ask him, do you want to eat at a soup kitchen instead of at McDonald's? Ask him that. The end. It's the end of the conversation. So you'd rather eat at a soup kitchen. That's all right. So go eat a fucking soup. So I was like, job.
Socialism levels the playing field, but it brings that level down to
just
the lowest common denominator.
Just listen to that Rush song, "The Trees."
Everybody's got a ceiling that they hit. They can't go any higher because that's the nature of it. And anyway, he was like, and I mentioned Venezuela. You know how that place is fucking terrible. Yeah. I was like, aren't they eating each other? He's like, is that really socialist?
Yes.
Yes. And then I brought up that fucking story about Boris Yeltsin.
Yeah.
Walking through an American supermarket. And he's just like, what the fuck? And they're like, oh, yeah. And then he went over back to Russia and got rid of communism or socialism and like basically bankrupt the country. And everybody was like poor. I'm like, well, he kind of ripped a fucking Band-Aid off and let a wound bleed out and replaced it with something that...
Let me tell you, a lot of the former Soviet bloc countries are doing pretty goddamn well.
Yeah. Like, I just don't fucking get... How can you look at these periods in time and see different... You know, you can read things about these countries.
Like my buddy in the fucking...
They were not doing well.
I can't remember if he's from the Czech Republic or Slovakia.
In 1992, the fucking median income for somebody in Russia was $192 a year.
Yeah.
It's only like $7,000 right now, but it's, you know...
I wonder what that is for inflation.
$192?
I bet that's about $400 today.
Yeah, something like that. They were fucking dirt poor in bread lines. Now they're not.
All right, we got a shit ton of emails. Okay. You want to hear emails?
Yeah.
You can email us at theloudneighbors@outlook.com and tell us how wrong Colin is with his big fucking smart brain.
Okay.
And all his big smart-brained opinions.
Just because I have...
And tell us why we're wrong about Trump being the fucking solving all the world's problems.
Just because I have an above-average IQ doesn't mean I'm right about anything. There's plenty of smart people that don't know shit.
First one from Jake... not your brother, Jake. Other Jake. Mm-hmm. Krillin.
Mm-hmm.
Colin, last podcast you were dogging on Virtua Fighter, and Virtua Fighter wasn't that bad given the time period it was created in. But I agree they should have stopped at just one or two.
Should have stopped at one, for sure. They should have been like, oh, this is a bad game, let's not make another one.
Don't you love Shenmue?
That's a great game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope, shut up, yep, zip.
I think you just hate fighting games. Because you were never good at them in the first place.
It's a fact.
That is a very big fact. I'm bad at fighting games, and every time we play something, my school call, and we played some RPG that had a fighting game mini game in it that he had been playing for years at the time, and I just...
He came in and swept the leg.
Yeah,
he wasn't even trying combos, idiot.
The Wu-Tang game is my case in point. So everybody knows Shenmue is literally the Virtua Fighter engine. Like, all the combat in Shenmue is literally Virtua Fighter. It's the same game. Built by the same guy. Yeah, but
there's not that much combat in that game, honestly.
Old clips of Wu-Tang Shaolin game, and he clicks a YouTube. I can't really do that in here, because it's audio podcast.
Right.
My top three soundtracks, he says. Bad Boys 1, first CD I ever bought, and has a nice...
Just cuts off?
Yep.
Huh.
Hold on. Let me see. Is there a way to open this fucking full screen? Am I stuck in this weird little... There we go. No, it just says, and has a nice. That's the end of the sentence. All right. Mortal Kombat. One of the first I bought... And heavy into the EDM of the 90s and the Crow and yeah. The
Crow soundtrack is pretty awesome.
And if when we were talking about it, I was going to say my top three were Mortal Kombat, The Crow, and Batman Forever. Personally, Stone Temple Pilots, Nine Inch Nails, Rage, So You Can't Go Wrong. It is a good soundtrack. Trevor, how pumped are you for Supernatural to come back and complete the series finally? I'm like a season and a half, maybe two seasons behind on Supernatural. So I heard that and I got to catch up. The problem is, it's only on Netflix.
Oh, man.
I canceled my Netflix I refuse to support people who won't support blackface.
Wow.
Well, that's my stance. I took it. God damn it. So, I'm not going to be able to watch it, I guess, is my point. I'm going to have to catch up when it finally goes to a platform. They didn't make up for it
by supporting pedophilia.
They did not, it turns out.
So what you're saying is pedophilia is worse than racism.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course it is. Well, can I say that?
I don't know. I don't know in 2020.
I mean, they're both pretty bad.
I mean, one of them is the tool of the left. One's the tool of the right. Wait, at this point,
all right, you're not wrong.
No, I'm not.
You were talking about The Shining giving you issues with pooping, or even peeing with the shower curtain closed, and I couldn't agree more. With old 70s, 80s, 90s horror flicks messing me up to this day. I still run up open stairs thinking someone will grab my ankle 100%.
Everybody fucking does that.
Yeah. People under the stairs. I stare off into the dark shadows outside looking for glowing eyes. Never ending story, Wolf. And that one cut off too. It just says and. What the hell's going on with your thing? Like, you're just got sentences missing here. Yeah, buddy.
Whatever. Just read it.
Been playing Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain for the past 2 weeks, and it's getting a little monotonous, so I was wondering if you had any tips to spice it up a bit. Anything I'm missing besides the missions and side ops? No, it's just the mission.
Kill people in funny ways.
Yeah, you get to kill people. Dude, just find fucking creative and interesting ways to do things and try to... Here's a fun little mission to do when you're getting bored. Try to balloon everybody in a camp without getting caught.
Or just go watch the video game Donkey Phantom Pain video.
Yeah, and then it'll teach you a whole bunch of more things and you'll be excited about it all over again. I hate you too, and I hope you get COVID.
Oh, from thanks. Jake's.
That's sweet. I don't know why his sentence is randomly cut off. That's very fucking weird, man.
There's some kind of weird formatting issue with his email writer thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
Who knows?
All right. Next one. From Fleer. On the subject of... Oh, notes and thoughts from the show. On the subject of vinyl, I know you say that I'm a hipster... A point I won't argue. I mean, you got blue hair and a
fucking... Is he
going
to try to
button.
Tell me I'm a fucking hipster because I collect vinyl?
I mean, you are.
I'm not a
because
hipster.
Because of that reason.
You know, I've been doing this since I was like 13. It's not...
Oh, so you were doing it before it was cool, Colin? It's not a, it's you were not doing a, it before it was cool, huh?
I don't...
Like some kind of hipster would do? I something before it was cool?
No.
Colin, you just...
That's not how that
you
works,
just made
though.
Yourself, Colin. I know you say that I'm a hipster, a point I won't argue, but I'd like to take a moment to point out that I own zero vinyl records. Colin.
So?
Point Fleer. I have considered purchasing some to support my favorite bands, but their records are also printed in green, red, blue, etc.
That's the worst.
So even if I never played them on a record player, they at least look cooler than the traditional black.
They'd sound worse, though.
I don't think the color...
Yes, it does.
Explain.
Colored vinyl usually has a higher noise floor.
Whoa.
God damn it. Shut Whoa. Up.
Whoa. Colin.
Yeah. Colored vinyl usually has a higher noise.
He said it again.
higher noise floor than black vinyl.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just because like it's a weaker wax or something?
Usually because there's more particulate. Like
I was going to say, does the,
it's
does
just
the,
dirtier.
Does the pigment like affect?
Yeah.
Huh.
Clear vinyl usually sounds pretty good.
Interesting.
Because black vinyl is just clear vinyl with a black pigment added.
Yeah.
But it's
wouldn't red
sonically
vinyl
pretty quiet.
Clear vinyl with a red pigment added is just the...
Well, you start getting into... So...
Well, I know like white pigment is chalkier than other pigments.
Yeah.
So.
Well, so here's the thing. Most colored vinyl, as they call it, isn't just like solid colors.
Yeah.
It's usually like what they call splatter.
Yeah.
So it's a mix.
Yeah.
And that's when you start getting really fucking, really noisy.
Interesting. On the subject of Valas, I agree that it's definitely a place for a family. My work has a deal with Valas where our employees get to go the weekend before Valas officially opens as a benefit to us and to help them get ramped up for the season. We didn't do that this year due to the pandemic, but that's irrelevant to this story. Anyway, I went the first year by myself, and it was incredibly boring.
Yeah.
I think I walked around for 20 minutes and then went home.
Because you're an adult.
Yeah.
You don't go there if you don't have a kid with you.
Well.
Because otherwise you're just fucking, are you cruising for kids? Because that's what you're doing if you go as an adult by yourself.
Well, what happened was I had just watched that movie Cuties, and I'm like, I need to get me to Valas.
Or your other goal is you want to go into that big yellow barn and shoot kids. That's fun, too.
On the subject of the...
What?
Nothing. On the subject
of... I hope this is never taken out of context.
I mean...
You shoot them with soft foam rubber balls. That's the goal of the whole fucking barn.
On the subject of people not wearing masks... I know Ricketts lifted a bunch of rules across the state, but does Omaha still have a mask mandate?
Yes,
we do. He mostly lifted it in rural areas and places where there's not a lot of fucking high traffic.
Where there's no fucking COVID.
Where there's no COVID anyway. I asked because I went to pick up wings from Wingstop earlier this week, and a cop was chilling inside the store not wearing a mask. That's because people just don't give a shit.
Also, was he eating? Because you don't have to wear a mask if you're eating at a restaurant.
You should. You should have to shove the things magically
through the mask. I don't know if that's part of the story that you didn't tell us. Because it would be funny.
I should have found a way to get his badge number and should have written a snarky email or tweet to the city.
No, what you should have done is gone up and assaulted him.
Yeah, punched him in the face for being a Nazi.
Yeah, like, fuck you, pig. I don't know.
Uh-oh. Fleer writes in another long. This is the longest emails podcast ever.
We should.
We get none and none and none and none and none, and then we get 100 really long emails all in 1 week.
Good. That's why they got a bunch of stupid political talk this week, assholes.
It was pretty stupid.
It was. It's always stupid, Trevor. It's never fucking good.
I know.
It's always dumb, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Fleer writes in again. He says, rankings. Feel free to save this email for when you do the rankings. Oh.
All right, we're going to have to talk about these. Oh, yeah. Let me...
I'm not going to read these then. I'm going to save them for when, if we do all these different...
Let me interrupt real quick. Mimsy gave us a list idea. One of her ideas was, Colin, top things you want at your wedding.
Yeah, go for it.
No people.
Yeah.
No people, and I want it to be cheap. So, all right.
All right.
List done. Thanks.
So Fleer puts in this list, he ranks his Mario games, places he'd like to go in the U.S., places he'd like to go outside the U.S., his best drinks, and his dream professions. So I'll just save all those for when we do the appropriate episodes, and we'll read them then.
Dream professions? Who has dream professions at this point?
I don't know.
Like, when you're a kid, sure. Maybe let's what we wanted to be when we were a kid.
Yeah, same thing.
I have a...
We got to do an episode.
My list is like three.
Don't waste it.
I'm going to waste it here because it will take this long on that episode too.
That's fine. We could stretch it out with mine, with yours, and with his into at least 20 minutes of an episode where we got nothing instead of 20 minutes onto an episode that's already over an hour long.
I'm going to forget.
That's fine. Jake sends a follow-up to his first email. Let's see how many words are missing from this one. I forgot to ask what each of your top three fighting games are. My top three, Super Street Fighter 2 for the Super Nintendo, Mortal Kombat 2 for the Game Gear, and Neo Geo Fatal Fury.
For the Game Gear?
That's what it says. Mortal Kombat 2 for the Game Gear, which is a...
And what was the third one? Something for
Neo Geo's Fatal Fury.
Oh.
My top three are...
Do beat-em-ups count as fighting games?
No. Damn it. Number one, best fighting game ever made. Dragon Ball Z Budokai 3.
Yep.
The game is fucking perfect. I fucking love it. Number two, Mortal Kombat. I think it was technically 9. The remake that was just called Mortal Kombat. Came out in like 2010 or 2011. It was very, very good.
I'm going to say...
And I don't really have a third. I just have those two.
I'm just going to say the Dragon Ball Z game because the fighting games are dumb.
Oh, number three is obviously Virtua Fighter just because Shenmue exists.
Smash Brothers.
It's not a fighting game. Fucking idiot.
Those games are awful.
Also, I forgot to ask Trevor as to how he thinks Supernatural will end. Like I said, I'm about 2 seasons behind, but I assume they're both going to die again or not die again. It's hard to say, man. Every season ends with one of the brothers dying, so I assume they have to just die at the end of the show because they're not going to make all the monsters go away. But I'm like 2 seasons behind, so I don't know. I don't really know what's been going on. Like, I think the last season I watched, God's sister showed up, and then I watched a season after that.
A fighting game.
Where they ended up in an alternate dimension where everything went tits up.
Ergies, God bless this ring.
There you go.
I don't know. Did you ever play that?
No.
Oh, my God. It's one of the worst games I've ever played. That's the Squaresoft game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking horrendous.
I always wanted to play Bushido Blade, but I never did. It didn't have life bars. You basically just, if you hit somebody, you fucking killed them.
Oh, fuck. Soul Calibur. Soul Calibur for the Dreamcast was fucking great.
Everybody loved it. I never got into it.
That was a fun game.
Yeah.
That was like one of the first fighting games I ever played that, 3D fighting games that felt like fluid.
Yeah.
Like the controls weren't dog shit.
Well, I think that's because the controls didn't actually do anything. You just kind of like tapped buttons and the game played itself and it made you think you were doing it.
It wasn't that way. It's a good game. We should go play it so I can lose.
And do you think they will go the easy route of resetting reality like The Matrix, or will both Sam and Dean die? I'm guessing both Sam and Dean will die. Then it says beat him and has a doorbell.
Beat him, not beat him?
I don't know. It just says beat him and has a doorbell.
Beat him.
I don't.
Beat him.
And That must be an inside joke between you guys.
Yeah, me, him, Kavarius. We used to play beat 'em, not beat 'em.
All right.
We beat them cakes. We'd see like girls walk by, like beat 'em or not beat 'em.
All right.
Yeah. We were in high school. We were fucking dumb.
Fair enough. And then our last email is from Mimsy. Oh, she has her top five soundtracks in movies.
Okay.
Okay. Lord of the Rings, more specifically, The Two Towers. Is that more of a score than a soundtrack? But I'll allow it.
It's soundtrack and score.
They're not the same because The Crow released both.
Yeah, I know, but it's... Yes, I understand.
But in a movie without a soundtrack, I guess the score counts.
Yes.
So like Jurassic Park doesn't technically have a soundtrack, it just has a score.
Yes.
All right. Back to the Future. Gotta go back in time. Right?
Going back in time.
Power of numb.
That's a great song.
Yeah.
You're just too loud. Yeah. Just too darn loud.
Back to the Future, that is a good soundtrack. Good call on that one.
It is good.
And then white people invented rock and roll music after all? Man, who'd have thought? Right?
Yeah.
Because he calls his brother.
Mm-hmm.
Calls his brother and lets Marty McFly invent rock and roll music. Yeah. How has that movie not been canceled yet? For that one specific reason.
Whatever.
Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
Ugh.
Isn't that all just fucking shitty hipster music?
Yep. It's like fucking Neutral Milk Hotel and, I don't know, other Arctic Wolves and Arctic Monkeys. That's what it is. I don't listen to these bands, but as somebody who sometimes looks for records, you see a lot of that shit. And it's, I've given them like, I'll see that. And I'm like, I've never heard of this. So I pull it up on YouTube on my phone. I'm like, oh, I wish I never had heard of this.
I didn't hate that movie, but it gets way more praise than it deserves.
I don't get it.
Like, it's fine.
Okay. It wasn't. It was dumb.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Like,
well, after I watched it and didn't like, people were like, well, you gotta read this comic. Okay.
The comic makes more sense than the movie because, like, so in the movie, it's like an hour and 20 minutes about how him and Knives have a... The movie is about him and Knives' relationship, but then somehow he ends up with the chick with pink hair at the end.
Yeah.
Even though they barely establish a rapport and those two actors have no chemistry at all.
Right.
Well, the book is 6 books long that's actually about him and the pink-haired chick's relationship, so you understand why they end up together. Because it makes sense.
Movie adaptations of books are almost always awful.
Yeah, but that one especially so, because they kind of missed the point.
They're all just awful. So it turns out.
But that new Dune looks pretty good.
I didn't care for the old Dune.
That's because the old Dune had nothing to do with the book and was bad.
Okay.
But that new Dune looks like...
Well, not the movie. Book. I watched the miniseries.
Oh, I never saw that.
Apparently was supposed to be decent.
I never saw that.
I didn't like it.
It was a sci-fi original, man. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, fair.
Baby Driver, I don't know that one's soundtrack. Inception, so you just like blongs. Blong. We gotta go deeper. Blong.
I was talking to my coworker who only listens to movie scores.
Yeah.
And
Jurassic Park is the best.
He was sitting there talking about movies, and he's like, I haven't watched Beetlejuice since it came out in the theater. And I was like, holy shit, it's been that long since you watched that? He's like, yeah. And then he was like, oh, he catalogs all of his movies, all of his soundtracks.
Okay.
So all he has to do is go on his computer, type it in, oh, okay. And he'll find out if he owns it or not.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out he owns the Blu-ray. I'm like, how have you not watched that movie? Like,
Beetlejuice is great.
Yeah. Like, you've only seen it once in the theater. And you've not. I was like, do you have the score for it, right? No. I'm like, isn't Danny Elfman like one of your favorite composers? Like, well, yeah. Like, this is really weird. It's like one of Tim Burton's. It's his second best movie.
Yes. I was trying to decide if it was number one or number two.
No, Pee-wee's Big Adventures is definitely number one.
All right.
Also a Danny Elfman fucking scored movie.
I mean, all of Tim Burton's movies are Danny Elfman.
Are they all?
Dude.
I didn't know if his later ones were or not.
I would assume so. But, I mean, Danny Elfman.
No, it's fine.
Danny Elfman did the most iconic Batman theme of all. Like, that is a Danny Elfman.
Yeah.
That's all. That's all the man. That's all. God damn. The Batman movie had a great fucking score.
Yeah. But Danny Elfman is fucking good.
Yeah, he's good.
I didn't realize that he only did the opening theme for Army of Darkness. He did not do the rest of it.
That doesn't surprise me. I would imagine having him score a whole movie would be out of the budget of something like Army of Darkness.
Maybe. But maybe he would have done it just because, you know, it's a great movie. It's going to be a good thing.
All right. And she sends us a bunch more things now for another list. 5 things to do at Valas for adults.
Jesus Christ. There's only one thing to do, and that's shoot children.
Apple guns. I wasn't waiting in line to shoot the stupid apple gun. They're just big potato guns, but they put apples in them.
Who gives a fuck about that?
Yeah. I've shot real guns, so that didn't really...
Right. And I can't shoot them at people, so who gives a fuck about that?
You just shoot big fucking targets, so like, meh. Chicken coop ball shooters? I don't know what that is. I didn't see that. The Minor Haunted House? It's underground and has a waterfall. It's neat.
I've never been in that.
Where the fuck is that at?
Because I only saw
the 2 haunted houses, and I did not see that one. That does sound interesting, but it was not listed on any of the maps that I saw. Take inappropriate pics at Fairy Tale Forest or whatever. I definitely wasn't going into the Fairy Tale Forest. That was for fucking... I mean, I assume she was giving head to one of the princesses.
Oh, okay.
Or the Big Bad Wolf.
Okay.
I don't know. Watch the pig races. They're so fun. There were no pig races while I was there, and that doesn't sound fun. The food is pretty solid, but spendy. Yeah, the donuts were fucking incredible. But the line, I don't know that the line was worth it. How's Mario Galaxy? It's not as good as Mario Odyssey. It's just not. It's factually not. It's a very good game. It has massive camera issues due to the system that it was on. And it's got that fucking pointer. And it's got a lot of problems related to the fact that it was made for Wii.
Yeah.
That really kind of annoy me. But the level design has been very, very interesting and very fun.
Okay.
Like the way you run around upside down and fucking all around these cool little fucking planets. It has some very interesting and creative puzzles and shit like that. Camera's a problem.
Okay.
And the pointer is a problem. But those things are both attributable to the fact that it was made for a console that didn't originally have a controller. What are you going to do? New list idea. Festival themes that need to exist. Looks like your boy David Mitchell is in trouble again. Whoops. Cheers, Mims. Thank you for writing in, everybody who wrote in. You can write us in at the email addresses theloudneighbors@outlook.com. Shit, I wish I had seen this fucking underwater waterfall haunted house now.
Yeah, I've never even...
That bums me out a bit.
It might be new, I don't know.
Well, it wasn't... I couldn't find it when I was... We walked all over that fucking place, and I did not see it while I was there.
Ooh, she gave one last week. Your favorite things to do in Omaha.
Yeah.
Sit in my basement and watch Star Trek The Next Generation.